Ahead of a planned trade mission to Asia this fall, BC Premier David Eby signaled his intent to visit China, in speaking to Chinese language media last month. British Columbia is an important gateway to the Asia-Pacific market, so after the pandemic, we will actively go to Asia, and we are arranging to lead an economic and trade delegation to Asia next year, Eby told Chinese language news outlet Tsingtao on January 23, translated by Google from Chinese to English. "And I am looking forward to visiting China," added Eby. Eby's comments, framed as a definitive planned visit to China, were picked up favorably elsewhere in BC-based Chinese language media, including prominent commentator Ding Guo for Rise Weekly, who referred to Eby as an icebreaker amid troubled tensions. However, the premier's deputy communications director Jimmy Smith dismissed the notion of a trade mission to China and confirmed the BC government, led by Eby, will visit Asia this year, not next year, and planned stops include Japan, Korea and Vietnam, not China. Smith clarified, by email, that Eby's comment is intended to mean that he may visit China, at some point in the future, when appropriate, but there are no current plans. Eby did not respond to an interview request to fully clarify his intentions. Attempting to make sense of the comments, Margaret McQuag Johnston, a Sino-Canadian affairs analyst at the University of Ottawa, said the Chinese-speaking media audience in BC may get the wrong impression of Eby's actual intentions. "It's not even planned, he could go in the future," she said, adding a lot of factors need to be considered by Eby and the BC government before he were to actually go to China. "The media reports," said McQuag Johnston, "appear to serve the interests of the Chinese government, as they recast Canada's relationship as an attempt to go back to the olden days of trade missions to China, you know, when we were courting that country as a one-stop shop for big trade deals. That is not what China is now." She suggested Eby conduct some damage control by clarifying his comments. BC has a plan to diversify trade, which falls in line with Canada's new and emerging international trade strategy rebranded as the Indo-Pacific strategy, from the old Asia-Pacific strategy. As a total share percentage of BC exports, China has shown a gradual decline with BC-China's share shot up 2 percentage points in 2021, to 16.5% but declined to 13.2% in 2022, which is at least a 10-year low. Last year the U.S. represented 57.3% as a destination of exports. A trip to China would mean an attempt to increase trade ties with BC, which would run contrary to these strategies, said McQuag Johnston. The strategy, coupled with increasing concern for human rights violations by the authoritarian regime and decreased domestic support for trade ties with it, are key factors that should influence any such future visit, said McQuag Johnston. Citing military aggression toward Taiwan and India, illegal overfishing in the Philippines, human rights atrocities against Uyghurs in Xinjiang and forced labor camps, McQuag Johnston said, "This is not the behavior of a country that we want to do business with, that we would court business with." If Eby were to visit China under these current conditions, he would go against the grain of federal government signals, said McQuag Johnston. Asked if Eby would raise human rights in any such future visit to China, Smith said, "Premier Eby has been and will continue to be a strong advocate of human rights and people's ability to exercise those rights, at home and around the world." The BC government has stated it sides with the House of Commons majority that China is committing acts of genocide against Uyghurs in Xinjiang. McQuag Johnston said provincial politicians who tout international trade ties owe it to Canadians to ensure that the products coming into BC are not tainted with forced labor. McQuag Johnston said trade with China will nevertheless remain strong without any government interventions. "People will maintain people-to-people ties and businesses will continue to do business in China, because China wants our products and not because of anything magical a premier can do," she said. Sino-Canadian relations were particularly damaged by the December 2019 arrest of Huawei CFO Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver and subsequent detentions of Canadians Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor in China, viewed by the Canadian government as retaliatory, said McQuag Johnston. Since then, no Canadian politician has visited China and public sentiment in Canada toward China has deteriorated. A matter the BC government and EB ought to be aware of, McQuaig Johnston added. Last December, Nano's research and Bloomberg polled Canadians on trade relations with China and found 6 in 10 Canadians, 61%, think Canada should decrease trade with China, up from 45% in 2020. Only 5% indicated support for more trade, while 24% favored the status quo. In BC, 64% called for less trade, 6% wanted more, and 20% favored the status quo. British Columbians showed the least satisfaction in how its government is handling relations with China, with just 12.5% saying a good job is being done. G. Wood at GlacierMedia.ca.